One Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for joining me. Beautiful, beautiful day in Central PA. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Our phone lines are open as always, 946-0435. 946-0435. I'm absolutely wiped out. We were on the go all weekend. I'll get to into that more in just a second. I'm just totally wiped out today from all the stuff we did. But I do want to mention that we have a big announcement on the show coming up tomorrow. All right, I have a big announcement on the show coming up tomorrow. So I'm not going to give it away. Don't try to guess. If you want to guess in your mind, that's fine. Don't call and guess on the air. Don't put me in position where I have to deny or confirm any of the good news or bad news or anything else that I might have to say. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It might be good news. It might be bad news. I don't know. It just depends on your perspective. But I'll break the news on tomorrow's show. So be sure to tune in tomorrow because we got a big announcement. One of our biggest announcements in a long, long time. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. And Friday night, we've got our first ever listener appreciation dinner. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got more than two dozen people expected to be at our dinner. We're doing it at Hosses in Duncansville from 6 to 9. I ordered a bunch of good stuff. I got some stuffed chicken breast. I got some sirloin beef tips with peppers and onions on the side. Okay, so if you don't like the peppers, and I don't like peppers and onions, but they're on the side. And then we got fried chicken. So that's what's on the slate for Friday's dinner. We've also got, I think the sides are like mashed potatoes and corn and I don't know, French fries. I can't remember. Anyway, we'll have a lot of food. We'll have a lot of fun. It's BYOB. So all of you who have sent me an RSVP for Friday's dinner, can't wait to see everybody there. BYOB, good. That's a good deal, man. The drinks are included with the dinners that we're getting. The regular drinks like sodas, tea or whatever, a beverage. But if you want a BYOB, knock yourself out. I'm gonna have me a good old bottle of red wine there. I promise you. But that's coming up on Friday. So we got a lot to discuss this week. Big announcement tomorrow. I will give you one little announcement today. This is not the big announcement in any way, shape, or form. Last Thursday on the show, we had a lot of fun about whether or not I needed to get another car because my air conditioner's out, and I'm not going through the summer without air conditioner. So we're going to get our car. I was going to go tomorrow. We're going to go on Friday. So I hope. I'm not sure I'll be back in time because I got to travel a little bit of distance to get my car. So we may or may not have a live show on Friday. I did not buy locally. So if you want to throw shade at me for that, I got a much better deal not buying locally. So, hey. So lots of stuff going on this week. Our phone lines are open as always. Anything that you want to discuss, 946-0435. My weekend, you know, I'm 51, and if I'd have done this 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, I might have been better off. I'm so used to traveling my whole career, you know, covering Penn State football, leave on a Friday, work all day Saturday, fly back on a Sunday. I mean, I'm used to some tough weekends. But here's what we did. We had a travel baseball tournament down in Maryland, so we left Friday night. Stayed at a hotel in Maryland. Wake up Saturday morning. Turns out the fields weren't playable because of rain. So our games Saturday were rained out. And so we were kind of ticked because we had already spent a lot of money on the hotel. The game Saturday rained out. There was still a chance we could play Sunday. So here's what we did. My son's Little League team in Altoona was scheduled to play at 5 o'clock Saturday night. So even though we were 2.5 hours away in Maryland, We found out early enough. We had some lunch, drove back to Altoona as quickly as we could, got back to Altoona around 4 o'clock in time for my kid to play his Little League baseball game at 5 o'clock. And then our league had our home run derby that night, Saturday night, at 7. So we were going to miss all that. We lost our Little League game, 4-3, great game. But we were going to miss the Little League game at 5, and we were going to miss the home run derby at 7 because we were supposed to be in Maryland for this travel baseball tournament that got rained out on Saturday. So we were real upset about it. My son's like, I just want to stay here. I don't want to go back to Altoona because I want to stay here, hang out with my friends. A lot of the guys, they went and did various things down in Maryland. I said, no, we're not doing that. We're going to go back and play the Little League game. I think you got a good shot in the home run derby. So we're going to go back and we're going to take part in the home run derby. I want to see how it goes. My boy won the freaking home run derby. It was out of this world. I am beside myself. It's probably his greatest accomplishment in sports. When he won, our league president, Mark McKillop, many of you may know Mark, real good dude, he brings this hunkin' trophy out to the mound to give my son. The trophy's like 2.5 feet tall. We thought we'd get like a medal or a plaque or something. And the league president brings out this trophy, says 2025 Home Run Derby champion. It's this massive trophy, biggest trophy. I never got a trophy that big when I was a kid, biggest trophy my kids ever had. So all of this happened. We were supposed to be in Maryland. We weren't even going to be here. And it turned out sometimes life throws you a bone. They do you a favor. Sometimes life, fate, you can call it fate, karma, whatever you want to call it, but things can work out because I felt if my kid went in the home run derby, he was going to have a really good chance. Turned out he did fantastic. He had 4 homers in the first round, which led the first round, and then that advanced him to the finals, and he had 3 homers in the finals and won. So it was a blast. But again, the point, I'm not just so much bragging on my kid, which I am, but the way life works. Again, we weren't even supposed to be there. So then, after the home run derby, and after playing around the field till about 9:30, we got in the car and drove back to Maryland, okay? And got back to another hotel, because we had checked out our hotel. So we got back to Maryland at 12:30 in the morning, slept in this little dive hotel that my wife did not like, but we did get free breakfast. Then we got up at 9 o'clock yesterday morning and played 2 baseball games in Maryland. We won both. We didn't advance to the championship because tiebreakers in these things are how many runs you allow. And the 2 games, we allowed 6. Other team allowed like 3, so they advanced. So we got in the car, 5 o'clock, we drive back home. We get home at 9:30, and I'm telling you, I felt like I was 90 years old. I was wiped the heck out. I was so completely exhausted. I don't know that I've been as exhausted after a trip, because I, you know, we did the home run derby. I'm on cloud 9 for my son, and then I drive all the way back to Altoona while my son and my wife and my daughter, they're asleep in the car when we drive back to Maryland. So they all got to sleep. I didn't get to sleep. So I'm awake all night long thinking about my kid winning the home run derby. Anyway, just crazy. Absolutely crazy weekend. I am old. I am so exhausted, but I'm just incredibly proud of my boy, because once he got on a roll, starting hitting some homers, he did a good job. So that was amazing. All right, we got Nebraska man joining us. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Corey, congratulations to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I guess some slow pitches at Columbia Park out out.
Well, here's the thing. When you go into a home run derby, you have to practice. You have to practice home run derby. So we went and practiced, and my son actually made a really good tip, because I usually throw it not hard, but just a little hard. And he said, "Dad, just lob it in really slow, so I can do a big leg kick and get all the weight back." And that worked. And boom, he's just going out there just hammering balls.
Did you pitch to him?
I did pitch to him. I was the one pitching, and so he hit all these home runs over the fence with me pitching, and I got a video on my Facebook page. As soon as he won the championship with his second one in the finals, my wife is going berserk on the video.
Hey, a couple things, but over the weekend, first of all, you could tell Denver yesterday, they were just totally wiped out.
Yep.
They looked They look like, you know, you could tell the age was with them yesterday. They totally were so unfocused, so unbalanced. And, you know, it's you could tell that they were an old team.
That's true. And what happened is you're playing on the road against the best team in the NBA. The Thunder won 68 games. Thunder are really good. Not many people thought that series would go seven games anyway, but I mean, and then what happens? You get down a little bit, and you know your season's about over. I know it was like, what, a 27-point game. Once the Nuggets got down a little bit, they just phoned it in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Corey, I very seldom watch the Pirates, but I pity that Skeens. I really do, man. This guy's his last three or four games, he's given up one run, maybe not even two runs, and he's lost, you know, three out of four of them. You know, it's just a shame that, you know, that he has to be with a team like the Pirates. You can't even support him, score a couple of runs for him. But, you know, I think yesterday was the first day that he pitched over pretty close to 100 pitches or right at 100 pitches. But it's a shame he's got to be with a team like that.
Okay, now Nebraska, man, just to be clear, because you listen every day. Did you hear about 2 to 3 weeks ago, I made the statement on this show that it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world if the Pirates traded Paul Skeens right now. Did you hear me say that?
Yes, I did.
I'll guarantee you I was probably the first person in the country to suggest that. I guarantee you. So here's what's happened. Paul Skeens has started 10 games this year. 10. The Pirates have lost 7 of them. He has a 2.44 ERA. He is amazing. Of the 10 games he started, they've lost 7. So even with maybe the best young pitcher that the game has seen in decades, on the Pirates can't win. If you can't win with that guy, then you can't win ever, okay? So the suggestion I made 2.5 weeks ago was, hey, you got 4 years of contractual control left. If you could trade him right now today and get 3 everyday position players and 1 starting pitcher, you could remake your entire team overnight. You can't win with him. Okay, now, I posted this on Twitter about a week ago, and I talked about this on the show. And I had some people agree and say, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. I had other people call me basically a moron and a bunch of other words. Well, you know what? About 3 days ago, Jeff Passan, one of the most respected baseball writers in the country, was on the Pat McAfee show. You know what he suggested, Nebraska man?
Trade him.
The exact same thing. He said he doesn't think it will happen, but he says, hey, you know what? There's no way the Pirates are going to re-sign him to a Paul Skeens in 3-4 years might get a $600-700 million contract. I'm not kidding you. He will get at least $500 million as long as he's not injured. It could be $600-700 million. There's no way in the world the Pirates will ever pay. My guess is Paul Skeens already hates the Pirates. My guess is this guy's been a champion every day of his entire life, and he probably realizes he plays for a bunch of pathetic losers. And my guess is Paul Skeens, deep down in his soul, probably already hates the Pittsburgh Pirates and can't wait to get the hell out of there. So, given all that, now, they're not going to trade him. Just so we're on the same page, they're not going to trade him. But what I suggested, and what Paul and what Jeff Passan, you know, has suggested 3 days later, 2.5 weeks after I suggested it, was, hey, if you traded him now, you would get back an enormous amount in return.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on him, knowing that I don't care how hard or how much time I put in the game to go out there and pitch. There's no way in God, you know, there's no way in God's earth that I'm going to, you know, with this team behind me, all I can do. It has to be affecting him mentally, you know, going out there knowing, you know, he's throwing the best that he can and he's still not winning. And it's just a shame that he's got to be in that position.
It's incredible. You're talking about a guy with some of the best stuff in the history of the whole game. And he started 10 games, and his embarrassing, pathetic team has lost 7 of them. That's almost impossible to do. You know what I'm saying? He's got a losing record. He's 3-4, 3-5, I think. But the team itself can't even win when he's pitching. That is an absolute, utter embarrassment and joke of an organization.
Hey, Corey, thank you. Hey, again, congratulations to your son.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. 946-0435. We got Jerry from Bellwood. What's up, my man?
Hey, I had a Good question. Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you, you know, if your son was on this traveling bocce team, he wouldn't have to worry about rain out.
Do they have traveling bocce teams?
I'm sure. Hey, the question I had for you, and then I comment on the NBA. The thing I don't understand is it kept saying in the paper that Skeens pitched a complete game, but it was eight innings.
Well, they lost. They were on the road, right? So the team, you do get, that's right, because you do get credit for a complete game if the team does not bat in the ninth inning.
Well, what?
Were they on the road or not?
I don't remember.
Let me see. We're talking about yes, because they were in Philly. He did throw a complete game. He gets credit for a complete game in that.
So they didn't play. They didn't play nine innings. Oh, never mind.
Right. Yeah, Phils didn't have to bat. So he pitched every inning for his team, and so that does count as a complete game.
Yeah. Well, as far as the NBA goes, they drive me nuts because it's just like two different teams show up game after game. It just seems that way. You know, like Boston and New York, Boston wins game five, and then they come out game six and get blown out like they're not even the same team.
Okay, you're a smart guy. Why do you think that? No, we didn't necessarily see this in the 80s and 90s because all these games were like 93 to 89, 87 to 86. You remember those games. Why do you think what you just said happens? Why do the Celtics blow 20-point leads? Why do some games turn into 35 and 40? What? It's a pretty simple answer. What do you think the answer is?
I honestly don't know because Denver did the same thing.
It's the 3-point shot. Typically, now not every game. I'm not saying every game. It's the 3-point shot. These teams build these big leads by making a bunch of threes, and they all shoot 50 plus threes a game. And so the way the game works out, if you make six or seven threes in a row, you can be up 15 points. If you miss six or seven threes in a row, you can be down 15 points. And so the way the game is played now, it wasn't back in the day, you know, these 88, 87 playoff games kind of thing. There was so much reliance on the two, you couldn't go on 17-0 runs over the course of 2.5 to 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Because teams just didn't hit as many threes. Now, teams can score 20 points in two and a half minutes, kind of relatively easily at times if they hit five or six threes in a row. And sometimes that 2 minutes can decide the game. And then what ends up happening is once you're down 20, other teams might kind of just throw in the towel a little bit.
Well, you know, I guess you're probably right. It's almost like that to me. That's moronic because not what you just said. Mm-hmm. If that is the case, because you would think that's where some coaching comes into play, where you say to your team, "Okay, guys, we're not hitting the 3-point shot. We need to be driving to the basket. We need to hit some of the mid-range shots." And in fact, they say one of the problems the Celtics have is they don't really have a good mid-range shooter.
Correct. Yeah, but they also won a championship last year, and this year they flamed out after their best player got hurt. Well, but what you're talking about is you're a basketball coach. You're talking about logic and reason and being intelligent and playing the game the right way. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Absolutely. None of what you're talking about exists in the NBA today. None of it. None of it.
Well, you know, they didn't have Tatum for game five either.
Right. But you see what I'm getting at. Everything you learned about baseball does not exist. Basketball, coaching, it does not exist in the NBA today. The NBA today is all the analytics show we're going to shoot as many three-pointers as we possibly can. And if we're making them, we're going to destroy teams. And even if we're up 20 sometimes, if we miss 10 in a row and they make 10 in a row, then we're going to get destroyed. The everything you're talking about, and I do completely agree with you, everything you're talking about is the way basketball has always been played, and that's why, Jerry, I'll come back and say that the single most significantly impactful player in the history of the NBA is Stephen Curry. It's not Wilt. Now, you could say Wilt, maybe they had to change rules, but it's not MJ. It's not LeBron. It's Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry changed the way the entire world plays basketball because he starts hitting all these threes, and then everybody falls suit, and now teams shoot 50 and 60 threes a game.
Yeah, well, it's kind of ruining the game for the fans.
Yeah, I don't dispute that.
You know, you look at the Celtics when they won the championship last year. The other advantage they had last year, if you remember, as they marched through the Eastern Conference, every team they played was missing major players.
Oh, is that right? I can't really remember. Is that how it was?
Yeah, just about every team they played, and if not every team in the Eastern Conference, that's the way it ended up being.
But okay.
Anyway, the NBA does drive me nuts, and I just was wondered if I was the only guy out there.
I just think, and it's like my deal with baseball. The game has kind of passed us by with the way they play it right now. Because I'm with you, and I've always favored college basketball because there's more strategy and, quite frankly, more fundamentals involved. Man, Jerry, they're not going to change the way this is in the NBA because the analytics are still going to continue to show that a three-pointer is way more valuable than any two-point shot except for a dunk. So get used to it because it's only going to get worse.
You and I have had a little bit of a disagreement on baseball, and but I think they'll get back to some of the things like the singles hitters and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of think that you may see. I think if a team would devote themselves, still shoot plenty of threes, but have a more rounded approach to the game and do some more of the fundamentals, and they started winning championships, I think you would see a comeback.
I hope you're right on both fronts, baseball and basketball. I think you're going to be wrong on both fronts, but we won't know for 20 years.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. 946-0435. Joe in Claysburg. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Good. Hey, Corey. I was coming home from work and heard you talking about your weekend. If you bear with me for a little bit, I'd like to show you a weekend that I had about, maybe 10 years ago.
Let's do it. What you got?
Okay. I've never been to a NASCAR race, so my wife and I decided we were in Florida that week. We were going to go over on Sunday and watch the Daytona 500 in February. So anyway, we got a room down in Cocoa Beach, and we were told that we should get up there about 6 o'clock in the morning because it's going to be a tremendous crowd, and they're going to bus us over. So we get up and we get over in this big parking lot, get on a bus. And at that time, they had bleachers on both sides of the track. They've since tore them down.
Okay.
So we had tickets there. We waited and got around. And then about 1 o'clock, they introduced people. We couldn't see much. We had a big screen there in front of us because it was all happening on the front straightaway. And 1 o'clock starts. Everyone's in their stands. They're done their laps going around. They run 4 laps, and it starts pouring rain.
Oh.
So everybody has to get out. It's a thunderstorm. We all have to go down under the bleachers. And the bleachers on that side, when the water ran down, it ran down on where you were standing. You couldn't hardly find a place that you weren't going to get wet.
Mm.
I'm going to try to make this quick. So around 3 o'clock, they came out and dried the track and said, well, we're going to try to start it again. Again, about 15 minutes, it starts to rain real hard. And then they said, well, we'll try to start it later this evening. So we ran around about 6:30, and the word came down, we're going to reschedule it for tomorrow. So we go back to then we were staying up in Jacksonville. So we go up to Jacksonville, we get up Monday morning, and it's pouring down rain. I get on and I watch the local news, and they say from Daytona, we're not going to run the race. It's probably going to be rescheduled later in the year, blah, blah, blah. So we leave and we start up 95. We're almost into North Carolina. I had the ESPN on, and they're interviewing Tony Stewart or somebody, and he said, well, I got to get off here, guys. And they said, yeah, for all you fans, the race is being rescheduled for tonight at 7 o'clock. So we pull off the interstate. My wife said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well,
you guys are damn committed to going to this race.
So we turn around and drive the whole way back to Daytona about 6, get in. Now they're not even charging. They're just letting anybody go in.
Okay, yeah, but, so hey, look, Joe, they've already got everybody's money.
Real quick. So we're watching the race. Everything's going fine. There's a caution. They bring these dryers out, And Montoya, who is one of the racers, is doing warm-up laps. He hits the one of the dryers, and it explodes on this side of the track. The track's on fire, a big ball of fire, and they come on and said, well, it looks like this race is going to be canceled. It's going to be done. So you fans, welcome back next year or something. The track smelled it. So we get home, we get up to back to Jacksonville, same hotel. I turn it on. The race has started up again. I watched the last 25 laps on the TV. So that's my story.
I just Googled this real quick. It says, and I found video here of Juan Pablo Montoya slams into jet dryer, sets it. Is this 2012? Does that sound about right?
Yes.
So I'm watching. The video is going to show up here real quick. So stick with. But you guys were unbelievably determined to watch this, though, right?
Well, I just had never seen one, and I made up my mind that I was going to do it. And it was. But you know, when I was just sort of laughing when I heard you talking about your thing, because I thought, I have to tell me about my.
Sometimes you mentioned Cocoa Beach. We go down to Orlando every year, and a lot of times we'll go to Cocoa Beach. I love Cocoa Beach. That place is fantastic.
Well, the reason we chose that is it was only like 20 minutes from Daytona, and but anyway, what a happening.
I just saw a video of it where he looks like he slides a little bit, and then boom, he hits the thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine how much fire, and the track was just all on fire, and they come with that announcement, and sometimes things just happen.
Joe, I appreciate the story, buddy. I love that. That's a fantastic story. Caller number 3, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Hey, Corey, congrats on your weekend and your son. That's a good memory.
Oh, it was a great memory. It was just wild the way – because, again, we weren't even supposed to be here, and turns out we end up getting, like, one of the best memories of our lives.
Did you get it on video?
We have it on video, yeah, and I was pitching. I was the one pitching to him. So my wife has the finals on video of when they announced him as the champion and everything. It was pretty sweet, I'll tell you.
That's a keeper. Now, that's on a phone or on an actual video camera?
Nobody has video cameras anymore.
No, I know.
How old?
But you've got to say that.
What year do you think this is? 2004? No, it is funny because we used to have a fantastic... I came across it like 3 or 4 months ago. But we had a fantastic little tiny... video recorder. This was probably from around 2002 or 2003 with the tapes and everything. And I have no idea what's even on those tapes, but think about that. That's just 20 years ago. Nobody in the world has those anymore.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people, I guess everything goes in the cloud, but you want to be able to retrieve that and look at it again.
Yeah. So, and here's one thing. Let me say this. Do you do Facebook?
No.
Okay. Okay, here's one thing Facebook allows. You can upload your photos or videos to Facebook, and every year or every day you get what's called Facebook memories. So you get what you posted on this date in whatever in years past, okay? So Facebook has kind of become everybody's memory machine. So you put a video up on Facebook on May 15th. Next year, it'll say you have memories to look back on May 15th, and you can always see it. It's a great thing, and those out there who do use Facebook a lot know exactly what I'm talking about. So anyway, we put these videos up there. So on May 17th, every year for the rest of our lives, Facebook is going to show our videos up there. So that's one way to know that it's always out there, even if by some chance your cloud or whatever. Now, if Facebook ever gets destroyed, if Facebook ever loses everything from its servers, my God, man, you'll have billions of people just furious that they've lost all their memories.
Yeah, I turned everything I had, all these old tapes, into CDs. So I have everything memorized, but... Corey, the key question from the weekend. What do you think my key question is?
Oh, boy, the key question. You know what?
Think about our conversations.
I'm trying to read your brain about curling and Ohio State and the Bengals and...
More recent.
Our dinner coming up? You said you were going to bring a guest one. You bringing my man Galen?
No, I'm bringing the wife.
All right.
No, Did you have air conditioning?
We did not have air conditioning. And so, got lucky. We didn't go until 5:30 after the show Friday, and it actually wasn't terrible with the windows down. Then when we came back Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, it was pretty rough. It wasn't horrendous, but it was pretty rough. And then when we drove back Saturday night to Maryland, it was midnight, so it was fine. And when we came back last night, it was 6 o'clock at night. So luckily, of our back-and-forth jaunts to Maryland, only one of them was actually all that bad. But we're not doing it again without air conditioning, I promise you.
Yeah, you got to get that car, Corey.
We're getting it Friday. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 Fifth Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
If this is the year you buy equipment from the Kubota family, it's time to meet the McCoy family from McCoy's Lawn and Garden. For over 40 years, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has been a trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in central PA. Why Kubota? It's simple. Kubota has a track record of durable and dependable equipment, state-of-the-art features, and something for everyone. Kubota offers the model, attachments, and implements you need, regardless of the job. And on top of all of this, you get the support of amazing dealers like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing your lawn, tackling summer projects around your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and so much more. Follow the orange glow to McCoy's Lawn and Garden and check them out for yourself. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. Visit McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
Ready for a spring road trip? Well, make sure your vehicle is ready too. First, take a trip to Russell Tire in Altoona or to Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg for their spring savings special. Get lube, oil, and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. And to help you stay cool and comfortable on that road trip, take advantage of their air conditioning performance check for only $59.99. Be ready for the road this spring with a trip to Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Something amazing is happening here. Scientists are using AI to study how whales talk to each other. CDW experts can give researchers the power to process complex data with HP workstations, advanced by AMD Ryzen Threadripper Pro processors. With easier handling of AI workloads, your organization can bring powerful insights to the surface. Make amazing happen. HP AMD and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HPAMD.
All righty, 946-0435. That's our phone number if you'd like to join us. Once again, we have a special announcement coming up on the show tomorrow. I'll tell you what it is right at the beginning of the show. It's a pretty big deal. In all the years I've been doing this, I will tell you, we're not going off the air. The biggest announcements I've ever had were when we were going off the air. Okay, so that's actually happened twice. First time at the previous institution, and then one time here about 4 years ago, whatever. So it's not that. It's not that we're going off the air. But besides that, besides me coming on and announcing I'd be going off the air again, which I'm not. This is maybe the biggest announcement I've ever had on the show. Coming up tomorrow, we'll do it right at 4 o'clock, 946-0435, if you want to join us. Interesting points made a few minutes ago by Jerry and Bellwood. We were talking about the NBA, and I said, Steph Curry has changed the game of basketball more than anybody because now we all shoot these threes. And Jerry said that he hopes basketball, the NBA, will reverse course at some point and get back to a little bit more of the game where you're just not relying on threes all the time. And then I made the comment about baseball, and it was maybe a month or two ago, Jerry and I were discussing this about baseball, and I said, I don't think baseball is ever coming back. And Jerry said he thinks maybe there will be a turning point where all the analytics with all the home runs, swinging for the fences, not caring about strikeouts, that maybe we could get back in baseball to the more traditional, for lack of maybe a better way to put it, station-to-station baseball a little bit more. And so I completely disagree with him on that. I don't think we're ever going back to that. I will throw those questions out to you folks. 946-0435. Will Major League Baseball ever get back to being the kind of game that values a singles hitter, that tremendously values Tony Gwynn, Ichiro, Rod Carew, Pete Rose, Freddie Sanchez is a name locally. I did a podcast here a couple years ago with Freddie Sanchez. I've played it on the show here a couple times, and Freddie said, Freddie was the 2008 National League batting champion. 2008, this is 17 years ago, National League batting champion. And he said he's not sure there would be a place for him in today's game in Major League Baseball because the game is just so different now. Everybody's swinging for the fences, pitchers throwing 100. Hitters don't care as much about strikeouts, teams don't care as much. Batting average is very much a thing of the past. Nobody cares if you're batting 240 anymore, 230. I mean, it's I hate it. I still think you got to get hits. Batting average to me is still an important component, but it's not important. I saw a stat yesterday. We were eating at dinner, and it said Aaron Judge. It was showing his stats versus a league average player. And as of this at bat, Aaron Judge, he hit a double. He was hitting like 404, and the league average was 241. So Aaron Judge was hitting 404, and the average batting average throughout for everyone else in the major league it was 241. 160-something points higher. And then his OPS and all that stuff were way higher than the average, obviously, as well. So will we ever get back to that in baseball? Where a guy like Freddie Sanchez, lots of singles, some gap doubles, is very highly valued. And then in basketball, are we on an inevitable wave of three-point obsession that will just continue? And we're going to have teams shooting 75 and 80 three-pointers a game? Like, every possession except for a dunk? Is that ultimately what's going to happen? It's not terribly unusual now to shoot 55 to 60. That's still a big number, but there are teams that do it. How much longer for it 75 to 80? And so will basketball ever revert back to valuing the big man under the basket, taking mid-range jumpers? I can barely even ask that question without laughing. I can barely ask the question about mid-range jumpers without laughing, because there's not a worst, there's not a worse thing you can do in basketball than to shoot a 19 to 20 foot jumper. The shot Michael Jordan won the NCAA championship on. Hell, the shot Michael Jordan beat the Cleveland Cavaliers on and then did the jump in the air waving his fist. Those aren't good shots. The only good shots, mathematically speaking, are layups and dunks. Or like three-pointers, and especially corner threes. There's a higher percentage of making corner threes. Anywhere from 15 to 20 feet, those are terrible shots in basketball now, because it's a much higher risk and smaller reward. Not as great a shooting field goal percentage on those shots, and you only get 2 points. My man Robin Bedford, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Corey? How you doing?
All right, pal. What's happening?
We can talk either baseball, the direction, or basketball. We're both. I mean, I like what you're saying.
Well,
here.
How about for either one? Is either sport ever going to go back to 20, 30 years ago to where you value, in baseball, you value the single and the batting average, or in basketball, you value anything other than the holy three-pointer?
I'll knock them both out. I'll start with baseball. Once upon a time, if you were a three hitter and you, let's say the average you said is about 241, you were going to have some competition. I mean, you had someone breathing down your neck. Your job might not be as secure. You might be looking to be shopped, demoted, whatever. But now you're not even running laps. It's acceptable. You can strike out a couple times a night. You can go for four. You might be hitting a lot of good foul balls over the wall that just aren't staying in. I mean, it's just the incentive. The guys aren't going to start throwing slower. They're only going to maintain or somehow elevate it. So I can't see that happening. And with basketball, this kind of style, you score points in bunches. You know, you get a hot hand or a couple hot hands, you hit threes. That's a bigger number than two the last time I checked. Plus, it's less physical. You know, guys aren't banging in the paint and in the post, high post, low post. You aren't getting guys in as much foul trouble. You're not getting as much early team fouls. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that incentivizes the the game to continue on the way that it is, because you can get away with it. You can shoot 83s or whatever the Celtics did and make 15 of them, and you know, you live on another day.
So what if the ratings start to plummet? Could basketball become such a 3-point shooting contest that the business of basketball is hurt? Look, Adam Silver's a really smart guy. The NBA folks, they know how to make changes to adapt to what fans want. Could we ever foresee fans tuning out if teams are shooting 75 threes?
Well, that's an interesting question. Like with baseball, I think this might sound ass backwards, but I think they can kind of fight out of things like that easier. I mean, I'm not being sarcastic when I say this, but you don't know what in the future could fly under the radar and something that could be help you at the plate, help you recover from injury that might not be detected for a while. I mean, I'm not hoping for, well, maybe I am. That was pretty fun in the 90s, but those kind of things exist with basketball. You know, they've had, I think, more like ratings ruts, maybe not so much recently, but I don't know. It seems like baseball, it's America's pastime. It's relatable to everybody. People like to go out to the ballpark. I just think that they can kind of recover quicker when you have maybe a ratings hit than an NBA could. It doesn't sound like it makes sense, but do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, baseball is that, you know, they rely on 55, 60-year-old men who don't change the channel. Maybe they've lost the remote and the game is just stuck on the TV. But basketball relies on younger people, okay, and you get younger people involved by shooting lots of threes and run and gun, but they also need some of the older people who have the money as well. And so as people get older, are they going to want to continue to see 73s a game?
And another thing that kind of rubs people wrong, I think, sometimes with the NBA is in football, the coach at least has a chance to come out of it on top. Same with baseball. But in basketball, if you're going to have a star player like, you know, Shaq or Kobe or when they were having problems, or you know what I mean? Like the coach generally loses that war. Like if you're going to go to war with LeBron, or you're not doing things the way he wants. So I'm just using him as an example. There's been coaches that have been sayonara without even a bat of an eye. And it's not just limited to him, but it just seems like in the NBA that the star, the coach kind of works for him at the end of the day.
Yeah, there's no question. Right, real quick, I got 1 minute. You think baseball ever go, because you mentioned guys are only going to be throwing harder. Aroldis Chapman, by the way, threw a 104-mile pitch last week at his age. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. I don't want to go too far, too high, because the increments are probably going to drop now. I'd like to say 110, but it's only a matter of time before we see 107 and 108. And it's only a matter of time before we see 105 consistently. It might not, to get to 110 might be one of those things that still takes 20 to 30 years just from the physics standpoint of it. But I think we're going to start to see 105 a whole lot more consistently in maybe the next 10 years. And so I don't know that we're getting back to singles hitters. People are going to be swinging for the fences, all or nothing. Either you strike me out or I hit one 450. And I don't know that the velocity of these pitchers is ever going to allow the game to go back to the way it was.
If I didn't have the last 15 or so years of data right in front of my face, I could disagree with you, but there's nothing in that period of time that leads me to believe that we're going to backpedal whatsoever. I mean, it's only going to get more innovative. There's going to be more technology, more training methods, more substances, more everything. And singles, I mean, you're going to have, excuse me, opposite field singles just because they couldn't catch up with it in time. But other than that, I don't know if you're going to have guys like Tony Gwynn dotting the ball all over the field.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race Recap from North Wilkesboro Speedway. For the All-Star Race, amazing racing, actually. Multiple grooves have worn into this racetrack as Joey Logano takes second place and grabs $100,000 after a poorly timed promoter's caution. Joey not very happy. To victory lane, Christopher Bell in his fifth All-Star Race takes home the $1 million prize money and the checkered flag. He's the 27th different All-Star Race winner, third different at North Wilkesboro, third All-Star Race win for JGR, third for Toyota, first since 2017 in Charlotte, and three of the last five All-Star Race winners have gone on to winning the championship, including last year for Joey Logano. Other stories on the day, Michael Waltrip threw the promoter's caution with 35 laps to go, just as Kyle Larson had pounded the wall hard. And Michael also dropped the yellow flag on the front stretch. He had one job, which I suppose is now technically a debris caution after that. Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano stayed out after that caution. Logano led for a little bit. Blaney became a pinball in his 12 car, bouncing off everything. Up next to the NASCAR Cup Series is the Coca-Cola 600, the longest race on the NASCAR schedule. It's going down from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Check it out Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern on Prime. Make note of that. You are on the final lap.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke. Enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
That's right. Remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe. We appreciate J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars for being our presenting sponsor each and every day. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. If you stop by there, tell them that you heard us talking about them on Sports Central. And we've had a handful of people over the last 6 months or so call in and say, hey, we did. We saw it. We saw J.M. Boswell's. We stopped by, checked it out. Hey, big announcement coming up on the show tomorrow. I got to take another real quick break here. I apologize. But you be sure to tune in 4 o'clock right away. I'm not going to belabor the point or anything, but we got a gigantic announcement.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies?
Oops.
It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Oh, man. This is one of those shows just flew by again today. Sometimes that happens. I come in here and we start talking. All of a sudden, it's like 4:50 and I got more commercial breaks to play. Hey, we got a beautiful evening tonight. Get out and enjoy the nice weather. Not too hot. We got some breeze out there. These are nice nights to take a walk around your neighborhood. That's what I like to do. Get out, take a walk with the family around the neighborhood. Get out and cook something on the grill. Be sure to tune in 4 o'clock tomorrow. Big, big announcement. You will not want to miss it. I hope it's good news for everybody. Some of you may hate it. We'll see. Have a good night, everybody.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 90. 90-